Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Thank you.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and master. Video production. Website.
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much, much more. Special rates and discounts, studios
nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
Lamborghini Mercy.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. What the fuck is going on? We got Sweet P, we got Rev Ali on him. Then we got my boy Agnesix on here. What's going on, y'all?
I'm on the road traveling from Mississippi, y'all, so I'm gonna mute myself. I just wanna say what's up. You know what I'm saying? And I got all this road noise going on, but much love to y'all on this.
Mississippi. Mad Monday, we up in this motherfucker. Oh, it's all good. You can mute yourself. It's all good. Come in when you feel good. What's going on, y'all? What's happening? Tell me something good.
That's that crooked
letter. Shaka Khan. Tell me something good. I need to hear something good. I'm tired of hearing bad shit.
Shaka Khan.
I'll tell
him. Scratch, you know I'm a fool, man. I'm a music connoisseur, but anything you say, I'll find a song.
Blessing my whoop. Only news.
I appreciate you though, man. Happy Monday to you, Scratch, and the Sweet Pea, and everybody. Let me really love you, man. I'm glad y'all here. Another week, man.
Oh, yeah, because that's the beautiful thing, is just being able to be on the right side of the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing I'm talking about. I'm on the right side of the dirt. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. This ain't. Nah, but everything is good, man. Sitting up here just enjoying, you know, I'm getting a lot of stuff done and shit, I'm really happy about that because I'm moving projects out the way and doing all this stuff that I got to do for these folks. So all of it's coming together, so I'm really excited about that. You know what I mean?
I ain't got no more room. I need some more room. I'm telling y'all, I done got into this, and when you grow some stuff, or somebody give you something they grew, and you go to the store and buy it, you're going to be mad as hell.
Yeah. Well, shit, I'm thankful for all of the people that still want some work done, and they ain't thinking about this fourth quarter.
Right.
Shit.
I mean, if you were smart, you'd be ready for the first.
Well, I'm actually doing that. You know what I mean? I'm actually,
mm-hmm.
I got a whole lot of stuff I'm going to release on the first of the year. You know what I mean? But, hell, that's me. Everybody mm-hmm. else is like, shit, I ain't spending no money. They thinking about Christmas and all that old shit, so... October, November, December always be a fucked up time of month for me, so I don't make too much money around there. So, you know.
I just can't believe all
these people. I take donations, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I take donations. Yeah. But it's all good, though.
Okay, well, you know, that's all right, Scratch. You know, you're going to make, man, you're going to make a lot of it, man. It's going to, all money ain't good. Some of it's been stolen and robbed, motherfuckers, and none of that money.
Well, I know for a fact I ain't getting ready to do nothing to up to get me put up in a bad predicament. That's what I'm not gonna do.
Hey, amen. That's what I'm talking about. When you say that right there, Scratch, and I feel that, because you know we come from that city, that town. Boy, for us to say that today, we done made it out of LA, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking at the calendar going backwards. I'm looking at the calendar going forward. So, you know, I'm good. I'm all right. I always survive. Every year around this time, I survive anyway. So, I just can't wait till January. I wish I could go to sleep, wake up on my birthday, celebrate my birthday, go back to sleep, and wake up on New Year's.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all I'm trying to do, man. Just trying to weather this storm right now, because that's what it is when it comes down to, this fourth quarter on my side of the business. It's slow as shit. I can't give you that much money, because, hell, I got to buy my kids some presents. I got to buy a turkey. So, right now, this is a bad time of year for me. So, you know, I'm used to it now, but shit. You know, when a motherfucker want to go and grab a couple of things, and you got to put your priorities, you know, in front of the things that you want, it's something different. Let's go,
that's
baby!
That's everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 49er game on, y'all. Y'all gotta forgive me. So I'm here and I'm not here.
Yeah, the 49ers is playing tonight.
They playing the Rams. We kicking their ass 21-7.
I hope they beat the Rams. They just Frisco always got a been a problem for the Rams anyway.
Oh yeah, I'm excited. I've been screaming. I got on my Colin Kaepernick jersey. I've been rubbing this Lucky 7 all damn day.
I ain't mad at you. See, I ain't said nothing about them boys, so they didn't play nobody but the Atlanta Falcons, so it wasn't no real game to me.
Oh, yeah, they squared the fuck out of them. Yeah, they got squared for real.
I know, but yeah. the Falcons ain't no good, so I ain't even hollering. I mean, you know, ain't like the boys beat Cincinnati or something like that, or Buffalo.
Yeah. See, now that would have been a good game with them in Buffalo, because I remember my son one year, I think was it the last time the Niners went to the Super Bowl, because he a Falcon fan. And see, he's trying to play like he a Falcon fan, but he used to like Michael Vick. So when Michael Vick left, he still tried to stick with the Falcons, you know what I mean? And so one day the Falcons were beating the 49ers. He at my house, he going up and down the hall yelling and screaming and happy. And then I told him, I said, you know what ain't over to the fat man fuck. And then he was going, yeah, whatever, nigga. And my sister-in-law was shaking her head going, it ain't over. And when the 49ers beat the Falcons, that nigga was so sick. I didn't even say nothing to him. He's like, go, Dad, just go on and say it. I was like, mm-mm, I ain't saying nothing. Yeah, but you know, I mean, shit. I'm a Niner fan. That's what I am. I'm happy right now, but it ain't over. So I really can't celebrate the way I want to. Them motherfuckers beat us, came back and whooped our motherfucking ass.
I just can't get into it like I used to be because they too racist for me. You can see it. It's literally, the shit is apparent, as they say.
Yeah. You know.
I'm over that.
You know, the thing about it is it's just, it's how. I mean, all this sport, all this shit has kind of got a little, how can you put it? It always got some kind of twist and turn up in there anyway. You know what I mean? You know, because you got all these rich folks, and they making bets against their team and for their team, so you never know what the fuck is going on. Hell, we ain't rich like that, so we can't even make a difference up in the whole situation that happened. They'd be like, all right, well, the Cowboys gonna win the Super Bowl this year, and then that's what it's gonna be. These rich people be doing all kind of stuff. You know, you got that Illuminati's and everybody's and all that old stuff in there. Man, they got all this stuff. Everything is just catered to the rich. It's not catered to us. It's catered to the rich. So the rich get, that's how the rich get richer, and that's how, you know, us poor people sit up here and we want to make bets, and then we get poor because we making bets on things that we think that is getting ready to be legit. Like my, that 49ers is up like a motherfucker right now. They could be like, all right, y'all can't score no more points.
What's the score?
21-7.
21-7?
21-7,
hey. 9. It ain't even the second half.
Ain't the
second quarter?
No, it's halftime right now.
Oh, damn.
I know y'all happy.
Nigga, I'm happy. Nigga, I got number. I got my Colin Kaepernick jersey on, nigga. I'm rubbing that 7 all day.
You got your afro picked out?
I sure the fuck got my afro too, nigga. If y'all don't believe me, I'll show it to y'all.
More importantly, are you kneeling?
No, I ain't kneeling. I ain't getting down on my knees, so I might not be able to get up.
Oh, you ain't official. You're not official.
You ain't official.
JoJo, if you don't shut the fuck up, cuz.
JoJo said you got to have the afro, the number 7, and me.
I picked my afro out, nigga. My hair's grown because of that. Nigga, I got my afro. Nigga, I got my 7 on. I ain't getting on my goddamn knee.
Go,
fuck that shit.
If you gonna go, you gotta go all the way. You gotta get on your knee.
JoJo, shut the fuck up.
You gotta do it one time. You gotta do it one time. Nobody say you gotta stay down there on your knee. Nobody said that. You know, that's the first problem.
All right, I just did it. Now I'm up. How about that?
All right, there you go. Your picture. All right. Can we get clap for it? There we go.
I picked my afro out just for that motherfucker today.
You think that's gonna
my
make
mama,
y'all win?
My mama saw me. She said I look like Frederick Douglass.
You got your lucky sock. You got your lucky sock on.
said, you look like Frederick Douglass. I said,
oh,
I'll be that.
He got all the way down on him.
They're like, son, you got your lucky draw, though?
Man, no. Man, I ain't got no lucky draws.
Lucky draws.
this the only motherfucker I know to be killing himself laughing about what he's at.
Yeah, he be laughing hard.
Yeah, he be laughing hard like a motherfucker.
Lucky draw.
I'm gonna tell you something. Now, who was that guy that you had on the show the last time when they was making fun of each other?
Mr. No, or what he was talking about? The, he a 49er fan too?
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
You like I'm short, you tall. You look like a buff nigga. You look like a short nigga.
Yeah, who is he? What's his name?
His name is Mr. No Weapon. He the one that he do that fucking that talk box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Mr. Nowhere.
Oh yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
come
my muscle.
Muscle.
Yeah,
that's
like
him.
Mickey Mouse right there.
What's up, bro? Nah, he got that Rogers shit down packed like a motherfucker. it ain't like auto tune. That motherfucker used the tube and play the note. Yeah, so yeah. But yeah, shoot, man. All in
hey,
all, man.
Matter of fact, while we talking. Who gonna be on the show Wednesday?
Nobody. Nobody, all right, baby.
All right, well, I'm gonna put my little nephews on there. I'm about to hit you with some heat from the internet.
Oh yeah,
I'm
y'all gotta start. Let me lift the people up too before they come on, so I can ask them some decent questions when they need to be doing stuff like that. Because some of them, I know of them, but I don't really know who they are. And I be looking people after they come on, and I be like, dang, I could have asked them this.
Well, I mean, whoever y'all get, if y'all get some people, let's find out. Let's see what they sounded like, and then we'll put them on. It's nothing.
I'll tell you, you know, be doing stuff.
I ain't even fucking with these bastards. Them motherfuckers act like they.
Now, you know what? I was about to ask something, but I'm going to let it go.
Now you going to put it out there, but you going to let it go. What the fuck was you going to say?
Let it go.
It looks like
a TKO.
Now, hey, where... You know, where Cuz at? He ain't been on here in a minute.
The motherfucker be driving the truck, so. You know what I'm saying? I guess he want to be on the show if he booked some people or whatever, because he want to, I don't know. But shit, it's all good. I ain't tripping. You know, the show must go on.
I was just wondering, because I ain't heard from him in a minute, and I'm still waiting to see the next best three, them girls to be the best three. What? You know that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, you know how True West Radio is. People in, people out, people in, people out, people in, people out. It's been like that for all the years. But honestly, though,
like, them girls got talent, but they just need to be individuals.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole thing about it is, you know, you got a whole lot of people that, if they follow you, they rolling with you. They ain't trying to roll with nobody else. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ain't, you know, even though they might think this might be the best thing for them, but, you know, when you dedicate it, that's the whole thing about this whole fucking game is dedication.
Now, this is what I'm going to tell you.
And people don't be dedicated.
These little niggas is dedicated. These niggas is going to be dedicated to whatever we sell them. And one rap, the other one make beats, and it's like making like the little Wu-Tang. But he can, it's watch, you'll see. I'm going to sing out the music tomorrow. So
all
right, go down
well, that's what's up, because that's the whole thing about everything that we do when it comes down to this music game is dedication. You know, you got people that's dedicated 1 minute, then you got people that's missing the next.
Nah, ever since he came home from jail, that nigga's just been a beast in this mother. I mean, when I see you this shit, you gonna be like, you know what? We got him. I'm telling you.
All right. Say
he
no more.
He shocked the fuck out of me. He shocked the fuck out of me.
Well, say no more. That's the only thing. That's the whole thing about this whole situation. With everything that we doing is dedication. Just think, I had, how many people I had in the troop? Man, I had damn near 20 niggas in the troop. And guess what? It's just me and you.
And I ain't, but you know what? We about to build that. We about to build that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
just,
you
know what?
I've been with you.
No, I'm not talking about y'all not part of the True West. You know, the whole franchise, but when it comes down to the rap part and the music part, it's just me and JoJo. Everybody else is gone. All those people that show up over here is gone. All the people used to produce.
Like I said, I wasn't going nowhere. I wasn't jumping ship, nigga. I tatted it on my flesh.
I know. JoJo is the only person that got a True West tattoo. And that's what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine probably sometime this week. I'm getting the whole logo, though.
So JoJo making me look bad.
Huh?
No. I said, so I'm being messy. No, I'm just being messy.
No, the thing about it is we had a whole... a good thing going on, and everybody, I don't know, I guess they felt like, I don't know what the fuck they felt, and
frankly, I don't give a fuck. Okay, you know how they say everything happened for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, God clinked our slate, clinked everybody out of here, right? When I'm telling you, nigga, we can fill a roster with all these little niggas. This is what I'm telling you. And they all unique with their style of rapping. And my little, I call him nephew too. And this nigga make hot ass beats.
JoJo, you got total control over whatever the fuck you want to do to try to make us rebound on everything I do, on everything that we doing over here on the truth. I'm open to any motherfucking thing, because all of the niggas who was here that I've been knowing for all these fucking years, I think it's because they feel like I was running a power trip on motherfuckers. I'm not trying to run no power trip on nobody. I'm fucking trying to make sure that we got everything that we need to succeed. But I guess everybody else wants to do their own thing. Let them do their own fucking thing. Let them do their own fucking thing. I don't care.
But at the end of the day, if they was truly about the music, they wouldn't let no outside influence, girlfriend, wife, none of that changed their passion.
But I'm gonna tell you,
make them feel like
they're
number one.
You know what it's called, man. It's called a revolving door. So everybody that go out, they gonna want to come back in.
You know it.
Yeah. I already know that.
And I'm telling you, with this rock, just watch. We just got to figure out how we going to do this.
It's not a point of figuring it out. It's just a point of making it happen. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing, nigga, I was, at first, nigga, in the very beginning, I was True West by myself. Then when you said, nigga, I'm in. When G-Nim was, I'm in. Mario Nim, all them motherfuckers, everybody was in. But they don't believe. The whole thing about it is believing in what the fuck you getting yourself into. Hell, you what? Motherfuckers didn't, what, they didn't think that I knew what the fuck I was doing with this shit? Everybody was thinking that they was getting ready to get like a buku amount of motherfucking money off of this shit in the beginning. No, we have to put shit together. Now, we done put a gang of shit together, and now I gotta take all these niggas off of all the songs.
Damn.
I wasted fucking time. I got a million motherfucking songs with these motherfuckers, and I don't even play them on the radio station no more. Because why should I glorify they motherfucking bitch ass when them motherfuckers didn't even try to have my back? I told them, I say, nigga, I'm standing in the battlefield by my motherfucking self. And I turn around thinking y'all got my back, and there's only one motherfucker standing by me, and that's you. Everybody else is gone. I'm about to fight a million motherfuckers by myself.
That's a L.A. nigga for sure.
We gonna fight a million motherfuckers then, nigga.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, if it's me and you, me and all of us, nigga, we gonna fight them motherfuckers to the death. But at the same time, when you think you got people behind you, nigga, that's supposed to be behind you, and they ain't there when you turn around, what, you ain't got no choice but to fight the battle.
But you know the cold thing.
You ain't got
about
no
it?
Choice but to fight the fucking battle.
And
that shit irritates
the
fuck out of me because I'm thinking that all these niggas, all these years we've been knowing each other, and these niggas ain't got my back. Oh, and it just so happened, now you call the motherfuckers, they don't answer your calls.
That's crazy, brother.
Let's just say it like this. Can I release a song? And I'll spit the truth
with
my
can,
all niggas.
And I will, too. We'll do it
together. And these niggas know from the nigga. They don't want me to go there.
Man, the motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing because, you know, what I came to realize, that all the motherfuckers that was true wasn't nothing but a bunch of whole-ass niggas in the first fucking place.
I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't going to say no name, but you know
I don't
what I'm talking about. But, one, nigga, you ain't never in the streets, my nigga, ever. Nigga, you ain't never sold no dope, nigga.
Nigga, none of them niggas really been in the streets, my nigga. None of them.
Nigga,
everybody was talking about how street they are, but, nigga, them niggas ain't never been in the street.
Okay.
Why I know damn near every yet. Swan? How come I know every swan in the book and you ain't in the book?
Damn. They ain't even part of the bird swan.
My folks first swan, nigga, they don't know you and my original when they was Castle Creek before they was swan.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. How you gonna be a swan when none of my swan niggas know who you are?
Because that nigga
I already knew that. I was just letting them run with they little shit. I was just letting them run with their little shit. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to tell you what it is. But see, one is banking off hoping their son going to make them somewhere.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, my nigga. All that shit is over with and done with because I don't have time to be dealing with bullshit that these motherfuckers is... They wasted my time, my nigga.
They wasted my fucking time.
All right, now, let's let that go. And just let, for right now, we're going to have a roster, nigga, that ain't going to waste our time.
Well, I hope not, because I'm tired of getting my time wasted by dealing with people.
Listen to what I'm telling you, folks
who ain't fucking, you know, down for the call. With people who ain't down for the goddamn, the truth, if that's what they going to do. You know what I mean? That shit really hurts, nigga. That shit hurt like a motherfucker, nigga. When you put in all these fucking hours with all these little sucker-ass niggas, and then at the end of the day, I got all these songs with these motherfucking mark-ass niggas on there, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of fucking time.
Okay, well, I'm going to come up there this week, and we're going to make a song about bitch niggas jumping shit.
Oh, of course, because I got one of my nigga Shorty coming up here, because he was dealing with some niggas doing the same thing. And what Shorty said was, Scratch, I should have just kept fucking with you all this time.
It's because, you know what, I ain't going to lie, I made mistakes in my life, and you always think the grass is greener over here, and then when you go over there, that shit ain't no different. It's worse than where you was at, or you had a good thing, and you just said, fuck it, I'm going to go over here because it sounds better, it's inciting, and then you get over there, and ain't shit what you thought it was going to be.
I'm going to tell y'all what I think it is. I don't think it's none of that. But I think it is, like, honestly, you got to get you some young niggas or at least middle-aged niggas, because the old niggas is not willing to do the work that it takes to really get out there and make the money yourself. For example, these little niggas, that social media is theirs. It don't belong to the record label. The followers belong to them. They had them before. It's not a record label getting it, building them up. They built themselves up, so they following is there. And that's the difference with the little niggas and the old niggas. They not willing to do all sides of the business.
That's why the true brand is going to be what the true brand is, because these are some young niggas and they're dedicated. Nigga, right now, if I call right now, they're in the lab making music. They're not running the street. They're in the lab making music. This nigga built a whole studio. That's all he do. All they do all day is making music.
Let me tell you this real quick. See, and that's that. All that's fine and dandy.
Right.
But when you have a whole crew of niggas, over 20 niggas, and you'll get together and y'all make all these fucking songs, and then at the end of the day, it's only two of us, me and you. I'm not getting ready to put none of this shit out on these niggas after they basically defected or fell off or whatever the fuck you want to call it. This is bullshit. That shit irritates the fuck out of me. When you put time in the people.
Fell off?
When you put time in the people and then you put songs and you got all these songs and we got something going and then all y'all bitch ass niggas fall off? That's fucking irritating.
They rap, nigga. It ain't just it's female. I'm telling you, you're gonna be like, I was just waiting for this nigga to get out of jail. But when you hear, like, I love music, and I tell the motherfucker the truth about it. I don't give a fuck if it's, you know what I mean? It is what it is. You got to tell the truth. This nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you, he blew my motherfucking mind.
Well, we got to do something. I mean, I want to do something. I just want motherfuckers to be dedicated. It's just like this whole True West radio station. I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all because guess what? When this motherfucker come on, what happened? All of y'all show up. That's dedication. People don't be dedicated. They ain't got time to be dedicated to nothing. But them fucking selves. This is a time we can talk. We all talk. We figure out what the hell is going on. What can we do? We give advice. We do all of that shit. This is the most dedicated motherfucking people that I have right now is y'all. On this goddamn radio station that I got to keep paying for every fucking month. This is dedication. I can't get motherfuckers to dedicate themselves to their raps. I can't get the motherfuckers to be dedicated to the cause when it comes down to what I'm doing on the other side of this fucking radio station. Scotty D is the one that told me, Scratch, you can't lose True West Radio. You gotta keep that motherfucker going.
Yeah, I forgot I gotta catch a couple of
Yeah, but see, the whole thing about it is confetti, you guys, everybody on here is more dedicated than my rappers was. My rappers didn't even call this motherfucker. Nigga, I got a whole camp of rappers. I had a whole camp of rappers. Did they call in? No, they didn't. No, they did not. Now all of them gone. It don't matter. It don't fucking matter. You guys are my motherfucking family. All y'all motherfuckers. Motherfucker 86 called in all the time. He probably won't say shit sometimes.
He be on
there,
though.
He here. Motherfucking JoJo, every time. Sweepy, all the time. Now Rev Ali, with his piss drinking ass on this motherfucker all the time.
That's a bullshit.
DJ Ev Love, he's starting to come back. And motherfucking Caffelli, the Gorilla Soldier. No, I'm just kidding. The Gorilla Soldier. You know what I mean? This is my fucking family. If we all was rappers, all of us, now this would be True West Entertainment. This would be True West Entertainment. This would be
I would say this, though. For whatever reason, bad rap shit, it is a lot on niggas. So don't take it personal. Because for whatever reason, that rap shit, it depressed my husband. And I don't know why, because he good at what he
you
do.
You say what?
But that shit.
What it does is?
That shit. Huh?
You say what it do to your husband?
It depressed him.
Oh, yeah, man. This
because he felt like he didn't have nobody behind him.
I know.
That's the same thing. It's the same thing. It ain't depressing me. It's disappointing me.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed because I got all of these motherfuckers that had skills and we was doing things. Now all of them is gone. It's disappointing. It's more disappointing than being depressed. Because you got to tell Connoisseur Chris, nigga, I got that motherfucker, whatever the fuck he need. I used to battle that nigga every goddamn day or whatever when we was on the TF show. I got Connoisseur Chris. He ain't got to be depressed about it. He got family over here.
You know, like how you just got to get in your mood to do something. That's why I said just don't take it personal. For all of you, there ain't no telling.
Oh,
you know what's really going on.
I mean, it's very personal, but it's not personal. It's not personal to where it's getting ready to make me stop doing anything. Because I'm going to always be in this motherfucker doing something. Ain't nobody going to stop me from doing what I love at all. So it ain't depressing to me. It's more disappointing. And it made me want to just fire this shit up and do something to throw these motherfuckers, you dumbass bastards. This is what you could have been on. This is what you could have had. Oh, of course, nigga. Don't let me get my first goddamn couple of $1 million. I'm going to be online, nigga. Yep. If y'all know where I live, nigga, y'all come and try to rob me, I'm going to shoot y'all motherfucking ass up. But I'm going to throw a goddamn $1 million up in the goddamn air. This
well,
is what y'all
what?
Motherfuckers miss. This is what y'all should have been doing.
I'm not rubbing it into nobody's face. But if you see me, you see me. But I'm not about to do all that because I already shoot a nigga.
My thing is this. These motherfuckers is getting ready to see what the fuck. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something, bro. When this documentary come out, those millions going to be right there. I'm taking all the goddamn songs that these niggas did off the documentary and putting all new songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, at least I get to put a song on
powerful.
There now.
Huh?
So now I get to put a song on there now.
You already going to have songs on there anyway. So what you didn't think I was going to put your songs on there? You just got to come up here and do some more stuff.
I told you I'm going to be up there this week. I got your beers in the back.
Beers in the back. Beers in the back. Mm-hmm. I got some beers in the back. That's what I'm telling you. Then what about niggas? My nigga Shorty, he going through the same thing.
Sun rooftop, beers in the back.
That nigga said these niggas, he was like, dude, I should just kept fucking with you. He said, he going to be up here tomorrow. I said, yep, we about to bang some motherfucking shit out tomorrow. Because it's a revolving door. Niggas leave and they come back. But this cat, it wasn't about him. It was like him and he had a rap partner, one of my boys. They was together and shit. And he was like, man, we got to go fuck with Scratch. We got to go fuck with Scratch. This nigga's telling him, like, well, you need to change your rap style. And this nigga said, why? Because the other niggas start dealing with people doing all this old other little creepy ass shit that ain't nobody feeling. So why should I change my style to meet what the fuck you doing right now? Because you dealing with these creepy ass niggas. That's the whole thing about this whole situation. Everybody, they out for themselves and they don't trust the next nigga that's right next to them. You trust me, I'm getting ready to do you right. I'm not getting ready to try to steer you wrong. I'm not getting ready to try to put you in a bad predicament. My whole thing is, hell, we ain't platinum. Let's get one of us platinum. Let's get one of us gold. Let's get somebody to sell something. But if you don't put your trust in nobody, you always going to be in that same fucking hole, running around in circles trying to find out who's going to do it for you. All you got to do is put, my whole thing, you don't have to put your trust in me, but if you do, this is something that's getting ready to work for us because I know what it's going to take to make it happen. I'm not a selfish motherfucker. Nigga, if I got a dollar, nigga, we getting ready to split that motherfucker 5 cents between all of us. And we got to. I'm not selfish. I'm not a motherfucking person that's looking out for his goddamn self. I'm not even the type of person to pat myself on the back for a good-ass track. That shit means nothing to me. Us getting paid means something to me. Us, not me.
What?
And people just think about their fucking self. I'm in a position to where I could get us all fucking paid. Just like all the niggas that's in the truth is gone right now. Oh, but guess what? The door going to come back around. Then they going to try to get in, but it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. You're not going to.
Like,
you
know nobody no more.
I don't know nobody no more. If you ain't here when it crack off, nigga, you ain't going to be there, nigga, when it crack off. Hey, Scratch, man. Nigga walking up in the concert, Scratch, man, can I get in? As long as you got a ticket.
Yeah. Nah, you're doing right, though, Scratch. You got to just get back to, you know, how we grew up and everybody walked to the thrifties and everybody get a 15-cent ice cream or 20-cent ice cream.
That was the best ice cream. You know how
we reached out to the person that didn't have no money. Somebody would give him a dime. The other person would give him a nickel. He can get him a scoop.
That's what
we got to get back to, man.
Well, see, the thing about it is, everybody want to keep their dimes and their nickels and their scoops to themselves. They want to sit up
there and have
five scoops, and then the niggas next to you can't even get a cone.
Yeah, I can't
trust
that.
Everybody is mostly out for themselves. They're not trying to help the next man, you know, get their scoop. Damn, okay, if I got two scoops, let me get my man a scoop. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get my other man a scoop. You can't be walking back home with about five scoops, nigga, licking it, and then nobody ain't got none, and you ain't sharing with them. That's the shit. That's what's going on right now, my nigga. Everybody is out for their fucking self. Dude, you know, if I was out for myself, I'd probably be the richest motherfucker in America right now. I'm not, because I try to help everybody in what I do. If I wouldn't have took all my time with all them niggas that used to be in True West, I could have probably been rich as fuck right now, doing my own shit, doing my own fucking shit. But I'm not trying to be selfish like that. Selfish niggas, man. Everybody think that they supposed to have something that they don't even earn. That shit's crazy.
But sometimes you got to make sure you help so many people. Because I'm one of them people. You got to make sure you get sure of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'm one of them people that help a lot of people. But you got to make, I feel like sometimes you help so many people. When you put a crumb in your mouth, they'll be looking at you like, you don't fucking get that crumb. But you're like, man, I'll help 100 people. Sometimes you got to take time out and make sure your stuff straight. And then so you don't ever feel bad about helping them bring the people. And I felt like that in my life and in relationships and all that, you know that deal, put that woman first. You put her first and don't take care of your stuff, then you're okay. You put the next one first. You finish last. And by 3 or 4, you're going to realize, like, hold on, man. I got to take the time out to straighten myself up. So when I put up first, I ain't feeling bad about if it don't work out, that, you know what I'm saying, if my stuff ain't together. So I feel like that's a lot of, you know, when you're out here helping people, you just got to make sure, take time out and make sure you straight. When you're helping them, you don't feel like, you know.
Bro, all that got to do with loyalty. Because, you know, I thought all these niggas was going to be loyal to what the hell we was doing. Or tell a motherfucker, look, I ain't really running this shit. We all running this shit. You know what I'm saying? We all run True West Entertainment. But if it's the last decision, hell yeah, I'm going to make the last decision. But I told them motherfuckers, we used to have the new True West meetings all the time, and I was telling niggas, I was like, look, man, this is our shit. So if you guys want to vote on some shit, you know what I mean? Niggas, let's do it, if that's the way it's going to be. But if it's something that's fucked up, at the end of the day, I got the last say so with this motherfucker.
Well, you know, I'm a type of man who believes everybody needs to have their own. You know what I'm saying? Like, their own business. And I'm not a part of people being a lawyer, because I really believe people are loyal to themselves. Nothing wrong with being part of something. When I look at True West Radio, I look at True West Radio like, this is yours. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just partaking and pleasure I'm sharing and being a part of it. You know what I'm saying? It's been, there's a lot of perks being a part of True West Radio. But, you know, I want to see you. I like to see you to say, hey, yeah, that's great. And every man that I see them, what I do is they got their own business. That's cool. I can salute them. You know what I'm saying? Whether you say I'm a part of it or you say I still look at it, you know what I'm saying, and hey, that's what's scratching. And I feel like, you know, nah, it's just cool, man, that I feel like, you know, we're being a part of it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, but see, that's the whole point that I was saying, Confetti. Motherfucker, True West Radio is more True West than my niggas who was in my group. You get what I'm saying? I had niggas in my group. Do you know that my ex-business partner, he live in Arizona. Do you know most of the True West niggas would go all the way to Arizona before they came up here to my house, and I probably live about 30 minutes or 40 minutes away from there? They would go all the way out of Arizona to fuck with this nigga. My ex-business partner. You know why? Because he was easy. He was an easy nigga. He just let them niggas just do whatever the fuck they wanted to. But if they came up here, they couldn't do what they wanted to fucking do.
Therefore.
See, I got a whole lot. Me personally, I have a problem with authority, but at the same time, I'm easy when it comes down to people that I'm working with. If you came up here, the whole thing about it is, this is what we gonna do. They didn't want to hear that. Now they go all the way to Arizona and they say, "Hey man, we gonna do this," and he say, "Okay." Okay, let's do it. Oh, no, it ain't no okay, let's do it when you come down to me. I got an agenda. I got an agenda, and this is what we going to do. Okay, now let's go all the way back to where with my nigga. SI, nigga. When SI come down here to my spot, all them niggas come up here. Everybody flock up here when he comes. But if SI is in motherfucking Arizona, they all go down to Arizona. They rather do 6 hours than do motherfucking 30 minutes or 40 minutes to come to me. Imagine that. Dedication. And motherfuckers just, if they dedicated, They gonna listen to what the hell you say. Damn, how many platinum records do y'all got? How many gold records do y'all got? None of them got none of that. I do.
But, you know, it gets real when you start realizing that certain people can put records together a certain way to get to where you need to be. So, you know, I'm more of a realist. And I understand. I rather deal with people who actually bench in the mountaintop. You know what I'm saying? To see it and understand it, because I can learn from that. And, you know, and learn from vet cats. You know, I've been around a lot of cats that made a lot of And when I say that, I mean just, I guess family and friends. I'm saying a lot, but you know, I got family and friends that have made it move D to B. And I noticed that's the conversation is the elite game. Those people been around, that game they give you is elite. You're not going to get that game from somebody that's never been in them top positions or around them top people. They done got it. Because they not up there. They never been up there. And I noticed you're going to need that type of knowledge, information when you're on that level. You get and it helps you see how to build to get that level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, like I said, man, I don't want to harp on it too long. I just, more or less, it's not, it ain't depression for me. It's more, I feel like I should have been, I mean, goddamn. What more can I do? Hey,
but
it's
real,
radio,
though.
Man. We on some mad. Huh? We get ready to get that cracking. Let's do that. We
all
get
right.
ready to get a whole new truth going on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's no doubt. I already knew that. But in any case, man, we about to jump in some goddamn songs, man. I gotta hear some music now. Cause now I'm about ready to. I'm mad Monday. Give us a call 323-642-1597. True way.
You going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. West Coast for life. Team Scratch, who I check out. Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out. I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short. My alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverse like a schizo. Three brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so I'll never quit, so I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they bitch, they can't get paid. Off of that whack shit that they made. They couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my dress could camouflage the vocals, the locals. No, who's the tightest around? I got beats by the pack, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. I murdered the mic both in the spinning grenade ball. 10 times tighter than the average rap star. Lord of the underground, ripping the track. I'm acting the skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the chip. Born to hustle like Nino, posing with Zach. First enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting big every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, really, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record, you're doing nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. You're doing nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel. I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. Because you got me fucked up. You probably sold a CD here and there, and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown, then you walk with the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ache big to say because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Pacarello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the biz. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here.
getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know.
Drunk than a motherfucker. Ready to freestyle this shit and do it live. Live for all my dogs. For all my dogs out there raising hell. Just to see a young nigga raise the bell. Stepped out on the streets fresh from jail. All the police wanna rag and tail. Not knowing that I sexed my mail. All these niggas wanna see me fail.
That's just the intro as I sit back and rock this instrumental. After the fire comes the rain, after the pleasure there's pain. Even though we broke for the moment, we ball in the game. Tell them, yo, my military be prepared for the buffer. Similar to bitches is scary, get you near me. We rushing visions of overpacked prisons. Bingin' to niggas, thugs living. Pressure, three straps, I hope they don't tell us. They pull a heater, ammunition and quakes. Move it out of spam, as we slide down. Pistols and flicks, they got me. Feeding for coming, see the money, be going to suck them. Dreaming, singing scenes of me falling, deficiated in its this behavior. Got the cops, 4-5, snatching niggas' pages. Labeled them up soon as we thought it was hard to quit. Started out drinking 40s, moved the hardest shit. Goddamn, now I'm a grown man. I follow no man, nigga got my own plan. In my hand, got the 45. I kick it live to survive, make these niggas die. While getting high, though we cry when these thugs bug. Niggas are leaving their caskets, that's what you get. Hating bastards, me and my clique's so legit. We keep a 50 on us, niggas know you can't touch us. When they get to come against us, these niggas be defensive. It's business, knocking niggas back on the fifth. My whole clique be sick, and though we rip whole crews, niggas knew we came through drinking 22s of brew. And though we drink Hennessy's, we provide our enemies with more shit. The art of war so legit. I read my name out Machiavelli with the thug life tatted on the bottom of my belly. Can these niggas understand this? My whole family is sick and so scandalous. Let me introduce my clique, Castro. When he blast y'all, niggas run to hide. Napoleon will provide the game. Let me explain why Edie provides shit for the needy and take from the greedy. Gaddafi, he not sloppy and not a copy. He's the only one. Bring a gun if you want it, young noble. Bring a soul to the truth. Let them know we come through in the bucket of BMW. We trouble you, the W for Westside. Niggas die when they try to infiltrate my crew. We never hide, we ride and die together. And when you see my clique, we always ride forever. Me, my whole clique is sick. We smoke this to me. Can you convince the G that they can come against me? You can't see me on TV or live. Niggas die when they try to come against me. Never hide in my own zone, in my own dome. I'm a mind, I'm a dumb. Niggas knew it once I came on the splash on niggas. Well, I dash on niggas once I mash these figures. I'll be bad, a nigga. It's me, Machiavelli, aka the Don of this whole clique. Niggas, you so sick. That's my freestyle drunken flow, just so you bitch ass niggas in the back row know. Whether it's New York or Texas, ride through an Lexus or BMW, I trouble you throwing up forever this big old W. My double R proves I'm a big rap star, rocking the grooves. Niggas, where you at? Where you are is the back and the front. When you bump this shit, I keep a gat inside my trunk, legit. Always, though I'm on probation, I still rock the nation. I don't bail, though last year I was in jail, raised hell. Until I get my mail, will I fail? Hell nah, nigga, bite my nails. I keep a manicure, though you panic, you're still gon' die. Went pocket high, smoking endo. I roll my window down, a smooth criminal. And though I pack this pound, 357-045. Will I hide, will I die, will I ride? Niggas never know why. My whole crew, a family clique. Are we sick, are we live? Though we struggle to survive in this motherfucker. 9-5, turn to 9-6, 9-6, turn to 9-7. I keep a 357 Mac 11. Back home, I got an MO. What did I say? I'm mini 14. My double R, ride with my clue. Ride with my crew, you don't have a clue. Nigga, when we coming for you, we hit the house of blue. Acting like fools, my nigga fatal. Put a gun inside a club like he was fucking prenatal. Had a baby inside his chest, nah, baby inside his belly, nah. It was back in belly, I told him don't bring that gas out of belly. I say, yo, fatal, what are you, crazy? See his pitching outside the front. Nigga saying, goddamn, them niggas is funny as hell. What you want? You want some punk? Hell, now the niggas don't want no beef. That's why we left that motherfucker in the rolls, a limo, I mean. With bitches inside, too. Me, I was sitting in the back. Drinking on some Hennessy, I just did a dope-ass show. Them niggas will always remember me. Came from Italy. Bellissimo, what's it called? Yeah, nigga, I got Versace, Armani, all them niggas wanna fuck with me. Oh, no, I always represent my people to the fullest. Yeah, I'm that same motherfucker that took 5 bullets. Count, came out, rapping and stealing, making 5. Motherfucker records got sold millions, millions. Platinum, I made 5 platinum shits, you know what I'm saying? Niggas can't fuck with me, 2 pocket lips, not known for playing. I took shots and gave shots, fucked the cops. Well, I stopped, I took my shit, reached the top. Niggas out there wanna do me. But this mob, bad boy, you're the Fuji.
Y'all niggas will never stop me, never drop me, never let me fall. Me, Tupac, that's all I know how to do is ball, ball, ball. My crew survive reincarnation after I'm dead. They'll rock and roll and bring the funk to the whole nation. And you know, each one of these niggas have a gun with my name on it, you know. I spit the game so players playing on it, you know. When I'm dead, my niggas will ride for me. Kill everybody. They each got a city to pick and make it all fun.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
I don't know what the hell this is. Let me see what this is. Hold on.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Run that back and turn it all the way up. It's your boy TB, and we in the mix with the homie DJ Hev Love.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me see. What the hell? I'm trying to see what the hell these are. Let's see. Let's do this.
For hip hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. DJ Hev Love and King Scratch. Let's get 'em.
Okay, I see what it is now. What's up, man? True West Radio. We back up in the motherfucking building. With all my folks, let me see. Hold on. I'm trying to get everybody in here. I'm trying to get everybody in here. Trying to get everybody in here. Trying to get everybody.
I'm unmuted.
You sound like Starman trying to get everybody in here. I got the old girl TG. She down there at the bottom of the barrel, man. What up, TG? Moving on up. What's up with it? Oh, hang like red gloves, the two bro niggas in the swap meet. Hey, baby. He said, hey, baby. Boy, y'all, boy. Got lovers on here. Lovers on here. On here. I was fucking with y'all. What's going on, man? We back up in the goddamn B.I.E.O. there. Ooh, excuse me. Good beer. Oh, excuse me again. Better be.
No, yeah.
Hell yeah. Shit, I can't do this radio station without no beer, man.
Damn, I'm going to go get me one right now, man. Two Becks. I'm going to go drink me two Becks.
You give me a Budweiser too while you going. I appreciate it, man.
Give us an applause, Bash. We're making 6 beers with you. Can we get a clap?
Okay.
Okay.
That's huh?
The man say he want a hand clap. He said, can he get a hand clap?
Oh, he want a hand clap. That's what he... I thought you had enough claps. I thought you had enough claps by yourself.
I don't mind.
Ain't no clap going on. We drinking urine around
here.
Killing everything. Bringing Yuri Kelly and everything.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
now you.
Beer's on me. On me. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody have a beer on me.
If we drink your pee, it's from Pier 8.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's for the chorus.
That was booze. That was booze. That wasn't no clock. Hold on, look. I'm going to laugh at your ass now.
You got to forgive me, folks. Sometimes I wear a plug and pants.
Hey,
remember the gong show, man? What happened to that shit?
Yeah. Oh man, it's crazy, man. I'm glad y'all here, man. We just sitting up here just clowning like we always do. If y'all online, y'all on Mad Monday, give us a call. 323-642-1597. I think we got Buddha Ali on 24 TV.
What's
Buddha
happening?
Ali,
Two Wins Radio. Two Wins Radio with your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustle and Never Sleep, Buddha Ali promotion.
Come on, Buddha Ali, we got a beer for you.
Hey, I hear y'all drinking beer, burping. I see the 49ers got that interception, goddamn me, first play of the game on there. Late. What's up on that?
Nigga, we up 31-7, so it's all good. Life problems.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I got
this number 7 jersey on. I've been rubbing this 7 jersey all day.
I mean, we ain't been talking about these Cowboys either all day. We gonna let you make it.
Y'all ain't playing nobody.
Y'all
played a high school team, so you know what I mean. That ain't nothing.
What was the score?
I can't remember because I don't keep in touch with them.
What's yours? 41-3.
Whoop that ass, stepped on that ass, kicked that ass, rolled that ass, and smoked them like grass.
It looked good, but it made me mad because they didn't do that shit last week against Denver. They should have did the same thing to Denver.
Vegas. They had to get Vegas one. That's all it was.
We up 31-7, so it matters not.
What y'all, like 2-7? Y'all need to be 39.
It don't matter what our goddamn thing is. You know, we winning.
God,
I'm going to keep on rubbing this goddamn number 7 jersey I got on. I got my college jersey on today.
Rocking, doing a Kaepernick. Hey,
you know, nigga, I got my afro cracking.
You got a wig on?
I got my afro on and everything, nigga.
You got a wig on? You got your afro cracking?
Nah, nigga, it's my hair. You can't see it, blonde ass nigga.
Hey man, nigga, blind joke, you crack. Neck blind, just right. You crack. Them blind people gonna get your ass. I ain't gonna even tell them to sit on you.
Hey, look, I'm gonna run from them and they can't catch me.
Is that right? That's why somebody gonna drop you in a blind community, and we just gonna hold on, stand hand to hand, so you can't get
out. One of them grab me, I might be ass out, but I don't think they're gonna be able to grab me because I'm be running through that motherfucker like a video game, man.
Are you gonna do this sober or intoxicated?
I'm gonna do it drunk.
Hey, oh, okay, that's good. But see, you know, with all the blind technology, you gonna be hitting one of them little rays, and he's gonna say he to the left, he right there to the right, and the whole community gonna be already in tune with all the blind instruments. You ain't gonna get out.
I ain't gonna breathe, so they ain't gonna be able to hear where I'm at. So I ain't gonna breathe. I'm just gonna hold my breath.
Think about it, they hearing gonna be extra skin. They're
gonna be
stepping over here to the right.
I'm gonna stand in one spot and I'm gonna hold my breath.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I'm saying they're going to have, like, they're going to have it all checked out. It's going to be raised. You're going to be crossing stuff.
I'm going to throw a gang of bear traps down on the ground.
They're going to
be beating
you
with
the... That's what they're going to have. There's a whole lot of... The whole community booby trap for blind people.
I ain't going to their spot. That's stupid. That's almost like if you come
to
my house.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody's going
to
drop you in the middle of it. What you going
to
do then?
If somebody come to my house trying to get me, nigga, that's the wrong move.
And then they're going to cut all the lights off the community where it's going to be pitch black. Now you're going to be blind too. Then what?
No, I won't, nigga. I got some motherfucking infrared goggles.
Okay, Super Scratch.
Like I said, I got a Batman kit.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? You got better go, man. Go on goddamn Amazon, nigga. I got a Batman kit.
Hey, did they on that court case about that? The white man killed the brother who was jogging in the community. Have they let the white man get off with y'all anything about that? Because I heard they told Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton they got too many black preachers in the courthouse. They don't need that many black preachers in the courthouse on their case.
Wait a minute.
Y'all heard anything about
that? That motherfucker, it was Al Sharpton back there, but the white dude called him Jesse Jackson. and then the judge was like, they way in the back of the courtroom. You, how the fuck are they doing anything really to... you little dumbass white boy. The thing about it is, this motherfucker, he done fucked around there and decided to go X amount of miles down there where the goddamn protest is, trying to protect somebody else's property that ain't even his. Now, the motherfucking black nigga is like, nigga, what you gonna do? And he shot the motherfucker. That nigga murdered the motherfucker. That's it.
Yeah. That's the one. That's at Minnesota. He was talking about, Boo was talking about the one in Florida.
Oh, the one in Florida? I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, you know the one they drove down, they followed the boy and he shot him.
Oh, you talking about Albert.
Right.
Oh, they need to be hung out to dry all the way. They ain't no goddamn, they trying to defend a neighborhood when you got a nigga just jogging. So you see a nigga running and you just gonna go and shoot him and fuck him up? Oh yeah, they fucked up too. Maybe. So all them motherfuckers just motherfuckers is going to jail. You know what I mean? If they don't go to jail, here goes some more ride.
Well, I'm about to say, you better go duck. You better dig yourself a hole. You might as well go to jail. That's about the same place for you.
It's getting ready to be more ride.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I know them motherfuckers don't want that because, you know.
Yeah, it's because they ain't playing me. This shit's going
down.
Yeah, it's going to be more riots. So they trying to keep that down. So they getting ready to go and take their ass to jail. Because if they don't go to jail, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they getting ready to go back at it again. Because, you know, we all know that.
It was so crazy. I ain't seen it on TV, but everybody else done seen it. I watch TV all the time, and I ain't heard nothing about it. I been hearing about this white boy shit at that Written Kitten shit. I ain't heard nothing about the Albert case, or somebody just called me and told me about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Watching the 49er game, man. You know I got to screw.
Yeah, I watching it too. I came outdoors in the car and talked. That shit really didn't bother me when they called and told me about that shit. Hold on. So them people might get off.
Man.
Nah, you know, getting off with that shit.
Man, do you know if them motherfuckers get off, What's getting ready to happen?
You know what's killing me, though? The people, the time they're giving to the people that broke into the White House. I say,
oh,
okay.
It's a gang of them motherfuckers going down, too. And that
wasn't
the White
House.
That
much
was
time. They ain't get that much time. You know what? I think that's a setup, though. Biden setting up for the next move. Because y'all know if y'all don't get that much time, and Trump pulls some wild shit in the White House, we going to be sitting in there. I'll be able to sit in. I'm going to get my front seat in that motherfucker. You only going to do 8 months. So, fuck it. We might as well go clown. Get out and shine on. Act a fucking ass.
Well, they done already got one of Trump boys, so they just going closer and closer to where his punk ass is about to go. Just watch what happens. Trump has to get ready to go, and he gonna have to go and say something.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, he fuck around getting the White House. I'm gonna get me a chair. I'm gonna y'all might be gonna pick a chair.
Go on. No White House no more.
I don't think
Trump
he is either, but I'm just saying.
Trump going to jail before he goes to the White House.
And I know, what's her name going to open the door for me? What's she about 80-something years old. She going to open the door for me.
Well,
what's the one they brought the rope for?
No.
She was going to hang her.
Well, anybody got to open the door for you anyway, but I'm trying to get what you're talking about.
That's fucked up.
Like what you, compared to you, always leave yourself open for shit like that.
Hey, it's all right. You ain't going to be able to get me forever, because I don't plan to be blind forever. So
hey, I
don't
know,
swing.
Nigga. I know, because, hey, as soon as you get your sight back, nigga, we get ready to go see some shit.
That's fucked up. There you go, getting a good shot again.
We get ready to go see some shit. I'm going to tell you some shit you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, damn.
Especially right now.
He said, you about to be you going to have an eye-opener. You going to see the
hell
drink.
Yeah. That nigga say, I can see. I'll be like, all right, let's go. Come on out here, nigga. Yeah. We about to go to some sights. Type of shit.
Yeah.
Nah, but.
Hey, take it to one of the cop fights.
Nah, I don't want to see no cocks. Now I'm gonna take that motherfucker somewhere where I know a couple of places.
Backyard brawl. Take him to backyard brawl.
Backyard brawls. Hell yeah, I'll put that nigga in a fight. Nigga, you can see now, fight, nigga.
I see. Put some money on the table.
I got $2 on that nigga, man. I got $2.
Oh, God. Get up out of here, man. What I look like, man? Problem for $2, man. God damn.
Hey, they might remember.
Yeah,
nigga,
we get $200. We in. Nigga,
that's not even enough to buy a shot of Hennessy.
You know what I mean? Nigga, you cannot buy a shot of Hennessy for $2 no goddamn well. I don't give a fuck where you at. Not in Cali, nigga.
Oh, at the Boom
nigga.
Boom Room.
Oh, nigga, that's the
we
after
the
hour.
Boom Room. No, that's early in the morning. That's from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., the Boom Boom Room be open.
You guys take it from a veteran. He knows.
I got a couple places I take that nigga. Get y'all bitch ass out of here, nigga.
Buddha being at the Boom Boom Room in Idaho and Boise.
All right, we ain't gonna even talk about Buddha. We didn't ask.
Buddha dropped 500
hours in a long time.
I got Buddha on goddamn tape from years ago talking about his goddamn Boom Boom Room experience.
I forgot. Yeah, he dropped that 500 in Texas. I forgot he dropped 500 hours in Texas.
But now he dropping. Hey, now he dropping Trump. He dropping Trumpson. He dropping that Trumpson now.
Buddha had about a whole million, about a half to a whole million. Boo dropping that Boom Boom Room money for real. That ain't for play. Right, Buddha?
I walked to the Boom Boom Room for real while, man. It's closed now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm not paying Buddha for a fantasy.
I ain't fucking.
They got the domino tournament going in there. They got the music jumping. Oh.
I get in some domino tournament. I will do that.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room keeps the domino tournament every day of the week.
So y'all know when I get some big boy money.
They got cards at one table. They got dominoes at the other. And you got to go in there and get your beer, your wine, your Parmesan, your Budweiser, your Bud Light. Your moonshine,
Parmesan,
yeah, the Kessler, the ice cold Kessler.
That's why when I get a few million, I'm gonna open one over there with Buddha, so he can keep it running. We want 50-50 with it, Buddha.
I'm coming to play some dominoes, cause I play dominoes, my nigga.
They got a table outside and a table on the inside. They got a big old fire when it get cold. They got a big old thing. It's like an iron thing, like you go to Atwoods or tractor supply. They got that big old thing where you just throw wood in that bitch and sit there. It'll be warm. The whole pavilion be warm in the motherfucker.
I'm gonna tell you. That's one thing that I would spend my money on is playing some domino.
No, they got domino tournaments up all the way to Oklahoma. Oklahoma, they do it every Friday night in ICD hometown, Idaho, Oklahoma. Every Friday night, they got on the radio domino tournament, Idaho, Oklahoma. Club Paradise.
You know what? I whoop ass all the way from the sea to the mountains to the desert.
From 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
My winning percentage is too tight on dominoes. I've been playing dominoes since I was 4.
I was 4, but I was pretty young over there since I was 4. I was pretty young on the bucket and fifth ward on the corner, square couch lounge.
I don't know, Scratch. I'm telling you what, I was, nigga. I've been playing dominoes. I've been playing chess since I was 4 years old.
They got the domino. The nigga be bringing that domino with their name on them motherfuckers. Motherfucker had some dominoes made out of gold. The motherfucker was clean.
I wouldn't play them motherfuckers because they probably got they shit. I want a fresh pair of dominoes when I play next.
They be fresh. They fresh. I'm talking about you can bring your own. They I'm telling you how they be coming to these tournaments. They had a motherfucking fresh cut, motherfucking gold. I ain't never seen no gold domino, motherfucker with gold.
I got some gold dominoes, nigga. I got gold dominoes.
They ain't
gold.
Gold 14
carat.
Nigga, 14
carat.
Gold plated.
No, yeah, they gold plated, nigga. Them motherfuckers ain't like solid gold, nigga. You fuck around, nigga. I'm taking that shit to the pawn shop, cuz.
When you come down here, I'm going to take you to the tournament. They all got the tournament down here now. Oklahoma, too. I know Miami and Texas, they have a spot down there on Club 71.
I smacked all them niggas all the way. Nigga, I smacked them niggas in Alabama. I smacked them niggas in Atlanta. The them motherfuckers was like, damn, this nigga play like a motherfucker.
How many tables they have? 12.
No, they had eight.
Eight?
Yeah, that's cool.
They be having 12. Boomer Room had three.
That out.
For one be for the cards, the other one be for the two dominoes. But damn, they be out there shooting them cards too, the spade.
Nigga, that's how I met my wife playing dominoes, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, I smacked everybody in the house, nigga. I was sitting that motherfucker all day. Just smacking everybody. And then my wife came and she had these little shorts on the glass table and I was looking at the shorts and not paying attention. And she beat me three times. And then she left and wouldn't play me no more. I was like, oh, fuck that. I'm like, you gotta go and put on a goddamn some pants, something. Can't be running around this motherfucker with them little ass shorts on. That's how I met my wife playing dominoes, nigga. I beat everybody in the house, nigga, like multiple times. I was just sitting there fucking them up. Then here come my wife. Before she was my wife, when she came, she had these little ass shorts on, fat monkey and shit. I'm looking through the table, not paying attention on what I'm doing. Man, she beat me three times in a row. I married that motherfucker. You beat me. But look, though, she ain't never beat me in a domino ever since then. I'd be like, you want to play domino? She'd be like, mm-mm. I beat your motherfucking ass every day since you beat me and I married you. Now you don't want to play no more.
Well, my wife she won not, one, nigga.
She will not. Every time we play, I fuck her up. So she be like, I ain't playing no with you. The only motherfucker that got any competition is that nigga Fila Al. I don't know if y'all know Fila Al. Them motherfuckers cannot fuck with me and no domino, nigga. I'm going to the domino championship. Fuck that.
You better come up here and got mad because these boys can play down here, cuz I'm trying to tell you, they always gonna be, they don't make a goddamn me.
I don't care about that.
We're going to fly you down here. We're going to see what you got. I'm going to talk to them boys tomorrow. We're going to fly you to the Boom Boom Room and see what you can do. We're going to fly you there and play the...
Nigga, I'm going to come down there my goddamn self. Them niggas can't fuck with me, man. I'm telling you. I fucked everybody up. That's why, I basically said I retired because can't nobody beat me. I mean, don't get me wrong. It ain't like I just win every game.
Well, you haven't played me. You haven't played me yet.
Yeah, well, you bring your monkey ass up here, and we going to play before we even get some goddamn music going.
Matter of fact, we going to go live so they can see this ass whooping on live.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see me whooping your ass. That's what it is.
Okay.
Heaven Love can play too. Heaven Love play some mean bones too. Heaven Love.
I will fuck Hev up. I will fuck his mama up because him and his mama was over there playing one day. I will fuck all of y'all up.
Heaven Love will be playing hard too, boy.
I love the confidence. But I'm going to love to see them tears when you lose.
Oh, I ain't going to never cry. Hey, I probably lose a game or two, but. The overall, I'm going to win the overall game.
Okay, we'll see.
Because counting is something that I do. That's what I fuck it. That's what I did. And when I was in school, nigga, I finished calculus too. I know counting. I know all of that.
I don't want you to be like, oh, nah, it was because I was drinking.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with drinking. The more I drink, like, the more I'm going to beat you. So the whole thing about it is, don't let me drink.
He going to be like, he beat me because he got me hot.
That ain't got nothing to do with hot. It's counting, man. It's counting. That's all that is, man. Watch. When you bring your ass up here this week, we can ready to rock them up. And then you're going to be like, ah, yeah, that nigga did beat me like 6 games in a row.
Nah, that ain't happening. That is not happening. You'll be over there like,
right,
I didn't see it coming. I'm like, you and Ray Charles.
All right. I start knowing what, I know what's in your hand before you even pick your hand up.
Yeah, I like those ones. That's the best ones when you whoop their ass, they be really upset. Yeah, I'm a domino knowledge. I seen what you was about to play before you played it, but then you didn't see this play coming. Whoop.
Dude, I've been playing since I was 4. I've been playing chess since I was 4. I know this shit. This shit is easy, man.
Man, I was playing domino in the womb before I was born.
Yeah, I know. That nigga, the mama had dominoes in her crop. That's crazy. Yeah, let me put this up in there for you so you can learn it. Nah. Mm-mm. Hey, look. With JoJo come up here, we gonna play some dominoes, and we gonna put it live so I can show y'all. No five.
We need some real.
No five.
Oh, no five. We can play 10 and 10 it up. Hey, it don't matter to me.
No five. That's the way I play. No five. Man, True West Radio, Mad Monday. Man, we got about 5 minutes left. If y'all want to get in this Domino Championship, that's what we could do. We could go on and put it on live. That will be all y'all get y'all people together. We get our people together, and then we could. I don't know how the hell we could do that. To where, you know, hell, how can we play somebody from the other side of the country with us?
We probably have to
get one of them apps or something like that and play on the app. Because you know they got the Domino apps.
Yeah, but it's gonna be the about how the hell you gonna play against a person that's on screen. Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Nah, because see, shuffling and all that stuff is way different than like live domino game. When you shuffle them motherfuckers, you mix them up and you grab your 7, or if you one of them 9 motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
They got the domino game you do just like they do on PlayStation and Fortnite and all that shit. They got dominoes, they got spades.
Yeah,
I know,
but I'm just saying, it's different because you're not really shaking them yourself. You know, them motherfuckers just give you dominoes. We can play like that all the time, but they just give you dominoes. They just give you.
You ready to slam the motherfuckers to the table?
I want to break the table if we got to.
Yeah, they got some tables up here for you.
Nigga, I done broke dominoes slamming the motherfuckers. That motherfucker just shot him. Bah! You know what I mean? Nigga, I got so many motherfucking different dominoes. Nigga, it's crazy. Man, now, you can't go against somebody who know math. I'm just saying.
Sorry.
So if y'all don't know math, you can't fuck with me. That's one thing I can't brag on.
What's Sweepy at? Sweepy play? What's Sweepy show on the show?
I beat Sweepy ass too. I love her to death, but I will whoop her ass. I think Sweepy, she left. She dropped a long time ago. Oh, no, she came back. She back. Damn,
I've been on the whole song.
Oh, my bad, baby.
Southside Live Click. Southside Live Click.
All right, well, this is what we're going to have to do, because, fuck, we all got to get together anyway. We just going to have a big-ass domino tournament. If you know numbers, you can win. If you don't know numbers, you're going to lose every time.
And then after I whoop you in dominoes, I'm going to whoop your ass in spades.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, I was pretty good at spades. I don't play a lot of games like that, but I was pretty good at spades. And people would, they get mad when you say you don't know how to play games, but then you understand. It's like, well, you are teaching me how to play, you know?
Oh, well, this nigga Joe, he going to be up here. We getting ready to put the domino game and the spade game right online so y'all can see what the hell is going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be I play spades, too. That's why I say the spades. You can get on it.
You know Power what? Head. I'm going to be in charge of this because I don't play games, but I'm a, we going to call this the Hood Nigga Olympics. And then whichever one of y'all two wins, whoever the other two of y'all win, then y'all got to go against each other.
The Hood Nigga Olympics. That's what I'm talking about. We got 30
That's
seconds
great.
Left, man. New West Radio, Mad Monday. We love y'all. We going to stick around. We get ready to do some after hours or something. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to be back on Wednesday. We're going to try to have some new content, new everything, all that stuff, man. Let's get it in. True West Radio. And we getting ready to be out this, guys. Yeah, and we getting ready to get it to where the JoJo and them gone. DP. Ha. All right, we gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So, whoa, yeah, hell yeah. I
so who
wait
all on here? Who all left on? Who on the after hour?
86. You. Fucking confetti TT somewhere around that motherfucker. Red Bali, Buddha Ali, and me.
The Ali twins.
Yeah.
Ain't that what y'all
call them? I'm going to stop saying both of their names. I'm going to say the Ali's is on here.
Cowboys.
Killer.
49ers. Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't the 49ers still got that woman coach?
What?
Yeah, I got a woman coach somewhere in there. Think she offense or defense? She wears two
shoes
sometimes.
It's a coach. You know what I mean? We fucking their ass up right now.
And then next week, y'all going to be like,
Nigga, everybody thought the Rams was going to beat them this week. Nigga, we slaying their ass right now.
They letting you win politics.
Oh, Lord.
You know the gay community run everything, right. So they just
That's why Dak gonna get his ass cracked next week when he gonna be out again.
Okay,
boom chakalaka, yeah, that goes
in.
The T-Vodka, Lord T-Vodka, number one T-Vodka.
And throw a couple of more touchdowns, like boom, boom, you be like, oh. I think too, bro.
Oops, sir.
I thought you
yep.
were about to make the 49ers not a song.
Lord, why? As a matter of fact, why the fuck y'all on my phone? Think it's a rap. It's a rap. It's only a minute and 48 seconds. 31 and 10. Fuck Odell Beckham.
And Aaron Donald.
All them motherfuckers. Let's go, baby.
As the players that play for the 49ers, like the staff at the 49ers,
I can take my jersey off, my hat off, my mask off. I got every 49 thing I got on.
As soon as you take it off, they're gonna score 3 touchdowns back to back.
Yeah, right. If they do that shit in a minute and 40 seconds, nigga, I'll be a Cowboy fan.
Okay, we'll make you a believer.
He gonna make us a believer.
Man, get my guy's Cowboy shit up out of here, bro.
Look, when the 49ers don't go nowhere.
If they can make 4 touchdowns in 24 seconds. Oh, no.
What?
That's it. Yep, it's a wrap. We got it. Niners, biacht.
Y'all been praying hard for this win.
Man, wasn't nobody praying. Shit, God ain't getting ready to make them win.
Well, at least they beat a so-called good team. The Rams is going down.
Man, God ain't getting ready. God ain't going to help. He can pray to God for a whole lot of things. He only going to make it happen if he wanted to. Oh, God, please let the 49ers win. No, I ain't going to do that. Nah. We just won. That's all it is. We swerved there.
So now what is y'all, 3-4?
4-5. They doing bad still, but if they win out, we got a wild card in the playoffs. So they got to win all the rest of the game.
No, that ain't happening.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Y'all might get two, but y'all gonna win 2 and lose 3.
Dallas lost to motherfucking the Broncos.
It's
so
okay.
They vulnerable. Cut it out. Like, I'm going to fly to Dallas. I'm going to just get up on a goddamn thing and just start sniping. Ezekiel Elliott, I'm just going to shoot all of them in their knees, nigga.
Oh,
I ain't going to even kill him. I'm gonna get up on the goddamn top of the goddamn thing and just start shooting them in their knees. Well, Ezekiel and Dak can't play. Somebody shot them in their knees. Yeah, that's a wrap. I'm just saying. Man, I love y'all. I gotta go, man. I gotta get some goddamn V-Dals. Do y'all motherfuckers ever eat?
Yeah. I be eating during the show on mute.
Motherfuckers eating some crab cakes. Not crab cakes. The motherfucker,
He over there eating fish cakes, nigga. Fish cakes.
He eat rice cakes.
He got muted himself
so he won't hear him crunching and shit.
Nah, I'm eating rice and bean sprouts and green onions and scallops.
I be eating when y'all start yelling at each other.
But let's go. All that shit that Rev was talking about, that's some nasty shit. I'm like,
you know what I mean? Hey, no, it ain't. I put garlic in it, and I got some seasonings in it. That's the best rice you ever tasted, my brother.
Wait a minute.
You know I don't eat no meat. None of that. No fish, no tofu, no none of it.
I can't even fix my mouth to even figure out what that shit tastes like.
Fried rice. It's like fried rice.
I don't know, bro. I'm good.
You like fried rice?
Like fried... Tofu or fried rice?
I don't know, bro. My son said that he stopped eating, like, red meat and all that shit, right? And so I called him last night. I said, what you doing? He said, fixing a hamburger. I said, I thought you didn't eat red meat no more. He said, but I'm hungry. Now, if your mind is already set on, you know, if you're going to be vegan or this is what you're going to do, that's one thing. But it's hard for motherfuckers to just, I don't give a fuck, nigga. If I ain't got no meat, nigga, I eat more meat than any motherfucking time. Nigga, this is what I grew up on. When you was a little kid, you had to fuck around and eat what the fucking parents gave you. Now you get grown and now you don't want to eat meat or you want to be a vegan or you, I'm just going to eat fish or I'm just going to eat chicken and all that shit. It's the same fucking thing.
The one thing about it, though, you had to sit at that table until you finished them vegetables.
You'll be sleep like a motherfucker. I ain't eating them vegetables.
You get woken up, nigga. Vegetables be there tomorrow.
Go to bed, motherfucker. Nigga, wake up in the morning and be like, no, you still got to eat this. Nigga, I'm telling you, I couldn't eat broccoli. I could not eat no broccoli. If I put broccoli in my mouth, I'd throw up. I will fuck some broccoli up right now. I will fuck some broccoli up. But when I was a kid, I couldn't even eat it. If I put it in my mouth, I'd just throw up automatically.
Now, Rev Ali got me eating them asparagus. I like them right out the jar.
No.
And then the rice cake. We got the rice cakes at the Dollar Tree. Now, I eat them during break. They got the round ones. You can put cheese on them.
Thank you.
And them mugs go hard, man. Them mugs, they fill you up, too, about five of them.
I eat no asparagus. That's
what I had last night. Hey, you know, K-9, God bless K-9, man. Much love to him and the help of his daughter. She's doing okay. But K-9 is a owner of a resort, like, you know, a little suite and stuff. So he had a vacation. He couldn't make it. It's down here in Escondido. So he gave it to me, man. I'm over here chilling in a two-bedroom resort room with jacuzzis and shit. Over here chilling, man.
I don't know what's K-9 you talking about. I got to call this name.
The one
K-9.
That called the show. The one that called the show, K-9 Compton.
Yeah. That's my name.
Yeah. Yeah, he hooked me up, man, because he said he couldn't make it to his resort room. But since I was down in San Diego, he let me have it. So I appreciate it, you know, shit. It is out of the blue. This came out of the blue, out of nowhere.
I'm not eating no goddamn asparagus. I can't do it. Grown man.
Hey, asparagus is good, especially if you saute them in some butter and some garlic.
Oh, yeah. The bomb.
Well, look, check this out. I'm not going to take the time out to do it to even test it.
You can get it at a restaurant.
If I go to a restaurant and they got them, I might try it. I ain't fucking with it. No, I had asparagus. That feels like, it tastes like grass. It seems like that's what grass would taste like. It seems like grass with butter on it.
How much grass have you ate in your life?
Man, ain't no grass. But it just seems like it. That's what grass would taste like. Mm-mm. I don't know. I can see to all the bullshit that y'all are talking about. I ain't eating no rice cake. I don't care if you get six of them and make you full, because it's almost like eating water, probably.
Now, the ones they got in the jar, the asparagus they have in the jar is lightly salted. And say, like, you drinking something, like a beer or you're champagneing. Those are good snacks. The asparagus goes right with it, and it's real healthy. It makes your pee clear.
I don't give a fuck about what my pee look like. If I want a snack, like it's going to be potato chips or it's going to be some, you know what I'm saying? Some peanuts or something like that. I'm not getting
ready. Well, I tell you one thing. After I eat that asparagus, I don't drink my urine because that shit be super strong.
Oh, wow. So there is a deficiency in this whole, never mind. That's what we are.
Asparagus, that's what I'm saying. It clean your blood. He the one hit me today. I thought he was bullshit. I started eating asparagus in a jar. Because we sell them at the Dollar Tree. I had some on break one day. I've been eating the rice cake, though. The rice cake, I eat the brown rice cake and the white rice cake. It'd be like a little disc. You can put cheese on there. You put turkey on there. You put whatever you want on. You can make a sandwich after two rice cakes. They're really good. And man, they're more powerful, dog. And you be full like a 4 for 4.
I'm good. I love y'all, but nigga, and I'm way too gravy. No pun intended, nigga. I'm gravy. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Can you do it? I ain't gonna be able to do it.
It's a little bit, it tastes sort of like celery, but it's a little bit, it's got a little stouter to it, but it tastes like celery.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You know what? If I ain't got to, I ain't.
Celery and peanut butter? Celery with peanut butter is real good.
I ain't gonna be able to do it. Only time I'm gonna have peanut butter is if I got some jelly on the sandwich. Or on some crackers.
She said some jelly. You eat jelly on saltine crackers?
No, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, nigga.
You said a
cracker. Yeah, I have before. I have jelly on saltine crackers.
Oh, I put some peanut butter. I put some peanut butter on some crackers.
Yeah,
you ain't never had a peanut butter. You ain't never had a saltine cracker peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh yeah.
No, if I got a saltine cracker, that means that either peanut butter gonna be on there, or I'm just gonna have it on some bread.
Oh man, you got to go scratch. You missing out on a saltine cracker peanut butter and jelly on it. That's when you ain't got no bread. You ran out.
Well,
that was one of them days when moms didn't have no extra money back in the days, and we had crackers and peanut butter and jelly.
Crackers and Miracle Whip. Crackers and Miracle Whip, too.
I've had that when we was young, man. Yeah, we had the crackers with the peanut butter and jelly. I could deal with that. I thought you were talking about having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and put the crackers in there.
hell no. Yeah, nah, I can't fuck with that. You know, but them crackers is a motherfucker. I used to make sugar bread, too. Nigga had bread and nothing else. Nigga put sugar on it and put it in the toaster in the oven and try to, and then they come out and dry, nigga eating sugar bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you were lucky to have some, like, some syrup somewhere or something like that, you might want a little flavor.
Well, that's some cold shit, huh? That's some cold shit we had to grow up on, man. Nigga was on.
That's just some poverty shit. Man, motherfuckers trying to make whatever they have make it taste better than what it really was, nigga. Because when we was kids, we didn't have, like top ramen and fucking cup of noodles and all that shit. We didn't have that shit, so whatever you had to make a meal out of it. So motherfuckers would always try this and that and this and that. You know, especially your mom wasn't on. Like, goddamn, mom got to come home and cook. But you at home already, you, like, trying to figure out anything that you can to make a bomb-ass meal until Mars get home to probably cook some potatoes or some shit. You know what I mean? Hell yeah. You better know it. Nigga, so we used to do all kind of shit. Nigga, you was, nigga, looking in the cabinet and just put, nigga, that's where spreads came from, nigga. Spreads came from little kids. When motherfuckers just try to put something together to make something feel good until mama come home and cook. So you just go and just grab a gang of shit and put it together. And it was mostly sweets because, you know what I'm saying, that's what kids did back at that time. Them motherfuckers just try to get all the sweets and put them together. That's how the motherfuckers made s'mores. That's how motherfuckers made all that old sweet-ass shit or anything. Them motherfuckers just went in the cabinet and just start putting shit together. That's called a spray. Yes, sir.
We spray it. Too much shit mixed together for me.
I'm about to go in the house and make a spread right now. Hell yeah. Man, I got so much little meat, cans of meat and all that old shit. Some noodles. I think I'm about to go and fuck some shit up. Y'all got me fucked up. See, y'all shouldn't even brought that shit up. I'm put that shit online when I make it, because that means all y'all got to do is look in y'all cabinet and see if y'all got the same items, and then y'all can probably fuck some shit up, too.
Post it and tag everybody. I'm going to see. But I'm pretty sure I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, shit, I got to make some goddamn dressing. You know I got my dressing recipe on my YouTube. So if y'all motherfuckers don't know how to make dressing, y'all can go and look on my YouTube. I made a dressing.
But I was going to see what you're talking about.
Huh?
I said, I know how to make it, but I was going to see what you're talking about, though. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I think it wasn't last year. I think it was year before last, because all my people was talking about, because I make dress. That's probably like the only thing I do, like, on Thanksgiving. And year before last, I put a video up on my YouTube on how you make dressing. Yep. You go on there. I broke it all the way down. Because my people was like, damn, Uncle Scratch didn't even tell me how to make the dressing. So I made a video like 2 years ago. Not last year, but year before last. The way I make my dressing. I broke that shit all the way down to the very last compound.
I'm gonna go see. I'll be showing people how I cook, but I don't be making no long ass videos, so my videos be a little too short.
I did it from the beginning to the end, Sweet Pea. From breaking down the cornbread to all the way up to the Coupe de Grace, I did the whole shit. If you go to my YouTube, you will see that motherfucker. Because all my people was talking about, he always said he was going to tell me the recipe. Why the fuck I got to tell you the recipe? I'm just going to make a video.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all got to do is go and watch the video. I'm about to put that motherfucker up anyway, again. Just so them motherfuckers going to be like, Uncle Scratch, you ain't tell me how to do the... Nah, now, it's been up there for 2 years.
Yep, just reshare it.
Mm-hmm. Go to my YouTube. You will see it say how to make dressing on Thanksgiving or some shit I put up there. I'm about to put that motherfucker up.
How long does your dressing last? How long can you eat it for, 2 or 3 days? Some people have their dressing, they eat it for 2 or 3 days.
Man, my dressing lasts forever. Well, it don't last forever because people eat the motherfucker up too fast.
That's a good thing.
My wife was like, I just can't wait till you make the dressing. Motherfuckers coming over here asking me how to make it. I put the recipe up on my goddamn my YouTube.
South Everything. Dressing from South
But it
Central.
Don't last that long. Everybody eat the dressing up before it could even chill.
You put chicken and turkey in it.
I put both of them, chicken and turkey. It depends on how I feel.
Yellow onion,
nigga,
white
look,
onion.
Go on my YouTube
onion.
And look, nigga. Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga. No, everybody want my goddamn dressing. They just want me to make it. I'm trying to tell everybody how to fix it they sell. I'm talking about, nigga, everything from... This is how much you got to put. This is what you got to do. Everything.
Has Patti LaBelle tried to dress us? Dionne Warwick and them, you know.
Man, if Patti LaBelle eat my dress, and she going to fuck around and flush hers down the toilet. Nigga, everybody, they be like, hey, man, can I get some of that dressing? So
yeah.
this year, I think I'm making like, because my wife was like, just make a big old pan of that shit so we can save some for Christmas. I'm like, shit, I just make some more for Christmas, but because everybody getting ready to come over here and try to eat the dressing. Everybody love my dressing, bro. I'll fuck it up on some dressing. I wish I could
make
like
no meat in it.
Huh?
You got meat in it?
If I want meat in it.
You put 211 in it?
Sometime.
I knew it. That's the secret ingredient.
And I like a little splash of that shit, like.
Niggas on juice.
Ain't enough to get you drunk, but you know what I'm saying?
Let's make you feel good when you eat it.
Man, go to my YouTube channel and see my Thanksgiving. I do it all the way from the beginning, from breaking down the goddamn cornbread, all the way from putting it into the oven. And then I'm cutting
the brown
eggs,
white eggs.
I don't put eggs in it.
You don't put eggs in it.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Do, do,
do, do. You ain't got to put no eggs up in it. You ain't got to put no eggs in that.
Aw, man.
You ain't
got to
put eggs in dressing.
That's Right there, yeah, dressing.
You don't have to put eggs in dressing. The only eggs you need is up in the goddamn cornbread. You don't need eggs in dressing, bro.
What about onions? Y'all yellow trying to make onion, white onions?
Y'all making stuffing.
No, you making stuffing.
You making dressing this year, Scratch? You making dressing this year?
Mm-hmm. Every year.
Ain't got no millionaires. If you ain't got no millionaires, I'll get on the 15. Drive down there where you at, man. Come get me some dressing, man.
If you go come
I
down
ain't
here,
lie to you.
I'll make you,
you
a pan without dress, without that. But see, the whole thing about it is we put the gizzards up in there. We got the gizzards cut up real fine.
Oh, I don't fuck with gizzards.
You won't even taste them.
I'll taste them. I'll taste
okay.
Like mother. My stomach could go gizzard.
That motherfucker's so small. If you gonna come up here, I make some without no gizzards and no meat in there. But you got all of the chicken broth and all that stuff up in there.
Oh no, I can't eat no chicken broth. You gotta put some vegetables.
That's the way you make dressing.
No, I have to pay you to make it another way.
Yep.
I have to give you some money. I'll give you some money and I'll bring some Hennessy and eggnog.
They have not to cook it up.
That nigga won't eat no goddamn gizzards, but he'll have some Hennessy and eggnog.
Wow. I used to think I was the shit back in the 80s when I was able to buy me some Hennessy and eggnog. Nigga, I thought I was the shit, net, nigga.
I know it. Nigga, as soon as I turned 21, nigga, I was BAM! Remember Living Color when the motherfucker said BAM!
Hell yeah, BAM!
As soon as I turned 21, I was able to buy some alcohol. I mean, I was buying alcohol before then, but when they say, can I see your ID? Let me see. BAM!
Bam!
Nigga, I had a whole goddamn liquor store dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me if I'm 21, motherfucker. I'm 21.
They still be asking that nigga today all disrespectful and shit. I be like, you motherfuckers is sick. Y'all don't know who motherfucking is over 21 or not? When I start looking at some of these kids, you know, that's 21, look like they... 59.
Don't they look terrible?
Man, I'm like, God damn, I seen this one 18-year-old. This motherfucker looked like he was 39. I'm like, damn, nigga, what the fuck you been eating?
Nigga, I went to, when I was in Vegas, I go to this place called Terrible's. It was right around the corner from my boy house where I go and get my beer at. And them motherfuckers, Terrible's, them motherfuckers card you all the time. I don't give a fuck if I seen this bitch like 3 days in a row. Can I see your ID? And I'll be like, I'm really 18. I just dyed all this fucking gray on my face so I can buy some beer. You know, I'm like, God damn it, I done seen your ass 3 days in a row, and you keep asking me for my ID. I'm the grayest motherfucker in the store. Beard, hair, everything. Yeah, I just dyed all this shit gray. I'm really 18. I just dyed all this shit gray just so I could come buy some beer. She said, well, sir, it's just a policy. All right. So I got to keep on pulling out my ID every fucking day. And I come in here every day and see your motherfucking ass. Oh, fuck out of here. That shit was irritating as fuck. If I came in your store, Sweet Pea, every day, I done showed you my ID, I'm gray as a fuck. And you're going to keep asking me for my ID every day.
Every
day.
Well, she said
you
ain't got no
choice. Wait a minute. She said, hi, Mr. Scratch. But every
no,
day funny. I go in that motherfucker and she said, I still need to see your ID.
That's funny as hell. But it's
in Vegas, they do that shit in Vegas all the fucking time. You go on that motherfucker. I go on that motherfucker every goddamn morning. I buy a coffee. I was buying a coffee and I buy some beers. And she asked me for my ID every fucking morning. And the first time I was like, yeah, I'm 18. I just died all that shit great so I could buy some alcohol. Go back in there the next day, buy some coffee, get some beer. Can I see your ID? Are you fucking serious? That shit is irritating as fuck.
And she probably tired of asking people.
Man, you know what? I get offended when people ask me for a goddamn ID. I'm about to be 55 years old. What the fuck do I need an ID for?
No, maybe I seen the master 71-year-old lady for ID at Rite Aid. She was mad at the motherfucker, Scratch. She started talking. She said, what the fuck is going on around here? She was mad. She was just trying. She was hot.
How the fuck you going to ask me for ID? Motherfucker, let me see your ID. Nigga, are you old enough to even sell alcohol? That shit.
Well, you know, at the Dollar Tree there, we call people for eye drop. If you buy eye drop, cough medicine, any kind of shit like that, we have to ask for your ID.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm serious can be.
Oh, my God.
Eye drop, cough surgery. pregnancy test, marijuana test, all that, we ask for your ID. Man, we see your ID.
Oh my
That's at the
God.
Dollar Tree.
Oh my God.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you this though, Dollar Tree for the start selling beer, man. Dollar Tree for the have them beer.
They need to, cause 99 cents still got them old cheap ass beers in there.
Yeah,
99 cents though. Back in the days, they guys to drink St. Ives, nigga. They had St. Ives up in there like the quartz. For
they
that.
Did.
Like, 99 cents.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah,
man. I thought you was, nigga, that would have been the shit. I know they had wine and shit like that.
Nigga, I used to go to the 99 cent store and come with a gang of them motherfuckers. They had court a motherfucking St. Ives for 99 cents.
Wow. That's the shit. They took them
motherfuckers
off the market. Them
out. We had so many goddamn quotes in St. Ives, nigga, it was crazy.
They took them motherfuckers off the market with that crazy horse shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But see, you know, back in the day, I did some St. Ives commercials, so the goddamn truck used to pull up in front of my house and just drop off a gang of goddamn St. Ives at my house.
Yeah, I remember when that shit first came out. King T and I think DJ Pooh did a commercial for St. Ives.
Yep. I did one too.
Yeah.
Nigga,
I Cube
all of us, nigga. Nigga,
yeah.
Cube didn't want the motherfuckers. He was like, send them to Scratch House. Them motherfuckers, a whole truck used to pull up, nigga, and just drop off boxes of motherfuckers in my goddamn driveway.
That's the shit, though, man, back in the days, man. Times flew like a motherfucker, man. It's almost like
We never even had a St. Ives. Like, that shit was just a dream.
Yeah, that shit was fucking...
God damn, that was a long time. That was 91, 92.
That was like 91, 92 when they used to do that shit.
Yep.
I had to go buy no beer, nigga. I just knew every motherfucking Wednesday, here come that truck. That motherfucking big ass truck would come out, and them motherfuckers just drop all the motherfuckers off at my house. Nigga had hats and t-shirts and all that shit.
Yeah, I had the same eyes t-shirt. That the t-shirt was the shit when it, you know, when they first started hat giving them out. They was nobody had one but you.
Nigga, I had that. Used to walk around with that St. Ives t-shirt on my... Every... Nigga, I had so many damn St. Ives t-shirts and hats and all that shit. Nigga, keychain.
Yeah, that shit's shit.
That St. Ives cool mint. You drink that mud, your breath will smell it good in the mud. You have, you wrap anybody you want to. You get the maggot with that St. Ives cool mint.
Them motherfuckers mm-hmm. just dropping off straight brews, nigga. It wasn't that, back then, it didn't have no cool mint. It was just St. Ives beer. Nigga,
yeah.
We made all the, we made the commercials. Them motherfuckers would just drop the motherfucking beer off. Nigga, the whole truck, nigga, the big St. Ives truck pulled up in front of the house, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers
yeah, that was
coming,
the shit back in them days.
The motherfucker just put the motherfuckers on the goddamn thing and just roll them up in the yard, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I used to put them motherfuckers in the freezer because I like my beer ice cold. Freezer or ice chest with ice in it because that's the only way that beer going to be ice cold. I can't drink it without the, no, without it being cold.
Nigga, and back then, nigga, nigga, we was doing so much other shit, nigga. You couldn't even get in my kitchen. It was just so many motherfucking St. Ives bottles all in my kitchen. All over the fucking place. That shit was crazy, nigga. I used to love that shit, nigga. Beer? Nigga didn't even have to worry about no beer. Nigga, we'd be around that motherfucker drunk like a motherfucker. Nigga, every 2 weeks, the motherfucker... Here comes the St. Ives truck. Motherfucker throw them motherfuckers on the, all the motherfucking boxes on the goddamn thing and roll them up there. And they be like, oh, we got some more t-shirts. Nigga, I used to wear St. Ives t-shirts damn near every day. There you go, yeah, man. Well, man, I'm out, man. I got to go and I got to eat something, man. Shit, I got some shit I got to do in the morning early. Be in this motherfucking studio about 7 or 8 in the morning, nigga, making tracks. I got a gang of shit I need to do tonight. So I got to make some tracks for my homegirl.
Right on, man. I appreciate you hanging out every Monday and Wednesday.
No, I appreciate y'all hanging out with me.
All right. I salute y'all, too. I salute everybody on the line, man. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Up Them Sleep, Buddha Ali,
you're
in Oklahoma, Texas, man. I love y'all, man.
I love y'all, too, man. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me because, you know what I'm saying? You know, once again, that what we was talking about earlier, that's some loyalty type of shit. You know, and y'all hang around more than my niggas who used to be in my group. But my group niggas didn't even call in the True West. You know,
man, look, if I miss calling the show or I'm late, I'd be like, God damn, I'm late. That's how you know a nigga is serious about calling. And he tell himself, man, I'm late, God damn it, I missed an hour, God damn it.
It ain't even about that, man. You know, if you can't call, you don't have to. You know, if you late, that's cool. It don't matter because, you know, the whole thing about it is, once again, at least you guys, you know, y'all there for me when it comes down to this. Nigga, I had a whole group of niggas who wouldn't even call the show at all. You know, nigga, this is True West Radio, and y'all ain't True West Entertainment. Y'all supposed to be on it every fucking night.
Well, you know what? Your twin Ali's ain't going nowhere.
Oh, I know the twins Ali's. Hey, y'all there, motherfucker Sweet Pea, fucking JoJo, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go. I gotta get my tattoo quick. I gotta get the whole fucking tattoo. That nigga JoJo, he went and got a True West tattoo long time ago. I'm like, all right. So I gotta outdo him. I gotta go and get the whole thing blasted. But anyway.
Well, I'll get one if you make one of them fake ones. You know, I go and put one on me and shit. You know, I just keep a couple of.
Nah, you ain't got to do all that.
You know the one they rub on you and it come off pretty tight.
Oh yeah, as soon as you get in the shower, you be like,
you got to make some of them, Scratch. So give me like about 50 of them. So every time I go out with y'all, I put one on and make sure I'm gonna have to get my push ups on though. You know, you can't have a True West Radio tattoo on your big upper arm and it look like your wrist. You know what I'm saying?
I was telling motherfuckers, let me get swole before I get my tat on that motherfucker. But yeah, we'll get some pill ons and pill offs. Yeah, I mean, all right, man. I love y'all. I'm out. I'll talk to y'all.
I love, man.
I'll talk to y'all in the AM or till I see y'all on Wednesday.
All right, God bless y'all, man.
All right, God bless y'all too. All right.
Peace and bliss. Peace.